You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
888-808-1019. I got no more guests. I've got two more hours. We're living in this trade deadline. I think the Yankees won. I think the Mets won. And people are sending me stats and numbers and stuff on Twitter and Instagram about what Jake Bird did or didn't do or what David Bennett. I don't care. I don't care. Because you same people complained about the Ryan McMahon trade and talked about his strikeouts and his OPS and his batting average on the road. I don't care. That's in the past. That's over now. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back to the calls. Brian on Long Island, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? Listen, I think Kiffin did a great job with the bullpen. The only thing I was disappointed that we couldn't put together a package for, let's show the package to Merrill Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Is he a free agent after the season, Merrill Kelly?
Yeah, I think he would have been a rental. And let me look up what they gave up for Merrill Kelly. I was the whole week saying I don't want Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly was a guy to me that I thought wouldn't move the needle. I need a difference maker. Merrill Kelly was traded from the Diamondbacks to the Texas Rangers. And let me see. I don't think I have it right in front of me. But I think I'm pretty sure he's a rental. It was him and Zach Gallen.
Yeah, no. The other guy I thought the Yankees could make a package for was, as a 4 or 5 starter, was Morton that left the Orioles.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a proven postseason guy, a veteran. We just talked about the Tigers getting him. And yeah. I think the Yankees look at it as like these guys are not worth giving up anything for. Merrill Kelly and Charlie Morton that could get rocked in the postseason. Like Rodon can get rocked. Max Fried can get rocked. Luis Gil can get rocked. Other than that, like I don't know who it's going to be. Yarbrough, or I doubt Stroman, or Will Warren, or Cam Slitler, or bullpen game. Now they have enough in the bullpen to do a bullpen game. Thanks for the call, Brian. I wanted a starter, yes. But a starter, there's not that much room for, and it would have just been insurance. The Yankees look like they're adding a starter with Luis Gil coming back. And what I'm glad they didn't do was say, oh, we've got Fernando Cruz coming back. Oh, you forgot about him. We got Mark Leiter Jr. coming back. That's like adding two guys. No, we have those guys coming back and the three guys they added. But Luis Gil is like adding a starter, a rookie of the year from last year that can be ace-like. Who knows? We got to see it. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's not assume that he could get rocked too, might not have his command. Let's see. But I think that the Yankees looked at the starting pitcher market and they said, no, these guys, the asking price is too high. And Cashman was looking for guys with control. And the price for the guys under control was even higher. He's not getting fleeced. He's not going for it. So they will roll with who they have. And in the event that who they have can't get out of the third, fourth, fifth inning, they're going to the bullpen. And the bullpen is much stronger now. Look at Trey Lance balling. Trey Lance. Trey Lance resurgence bandwagon. Trey Lance is a guy that I'm just like, I don't know what he is in the league. He's playing well tonight, but he's playing against all guys that are going to get cut. So he's playing against, like, he's playing against UFLers. Football's back. Yeah, we'll get to the football in this hour. We'll get to the Knicks in this hour. I'm going to start sprinkling stuff in. And then historically, 11 o'clock is open mic hour where you guys can bring things to the table. Maybe something that you listened to all night and didn't hear. Something that you're thinking about, a question in the sports world, something that you want to bring to the table before I get out of here at 12. But like I said, I feel guilty not taking my calls. I've had a full rack of calls all night. Obviously, it's trade deadline day. I appreciate you guys holding and waiting. Let's get back to it. Kevin is in Danbury, Connecticut. Next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got to say that I don't care what the negative people are saying. Cashman gets an A-plus for what he did today.
There
and,
we go.
And plus Ryan McMahon. People keep forgetting about that. Some of these pitches, I looked at their walk strikeout to walk ratio. I can't believe it. Like Gordon Damer said on the update there, I believe it was Bednar. He has two walks and 38 strikeouts. And Duvall, too. Duvall has a great strikeout to walk ratio. That's what we really need. Every time these guys come in and get behind.
Tommy Canely came into the World Series and walked a bunch of guys. Devin Williams gets in trouble when he walks a guy. Luke Weaver, when he walks a guy.
Yeah.
Like, don't come out of the bullpen and walk a guy. Go at him.
Walks will kill you. Can I throw one more thing at you?
Yes, sir.
I want your honest opinion. Do you really think Judge is going to come back this year, or do you think that they're going to be? It's a typical Yankee thing where they're going to stretch it out, and then he doesn't wind up coming back for the whole season. What is your gut feeling? Tell me the truth, man.
I think it's bad. I hope he comes back, but I think that this deadline, all of the depth pieces they added, is in the event that Judge isn't coming back. I think they know that. Like, this is, and we dodged one where the UCL is intact and it's a flexor strain. But, like, also they have to be cautious with 33-year-old Judge who's, you know, still got 6 more years on his contract. Like, they can't force it. I don't have a good feeling about it. We shall see.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. 888-808-1019. Yeah, why would you go out there and add an Austin Slater and an Ahmed Rosario, 2 more guys to the outfield, when you have Jason Dominguez, when you have Trent Grisham, you have Cody Bellinger, because you have to have reinforcements. And you're not going to call up Spencer Jones. We already learned that. And most of us saw you put Giancarlo Stanton out in right field, and we're like, are you crazy? That's our postseason guy. We're just trying to keep him in bubble wrap and get him to October. Why would you even risk that? They can't. They can't. So now they have multiple guys that can go out there and play right field in the event that Judge can't throw the rest of the year. And if he can't throw the rest of the year, and he can only DH, it becomes an issue. And the only saving grace, the only thing that, like I said, I've been able to sleep at night these last couple of nights since they did try to, like, hide it from us, right? We all saw it, 6th, 7th inning, whatever it was, in the Toronto series, and then Judge DH'd, and then they had the off day, and then they had him out there Friday in Yankee Stadium, and then, you know, they took him out. The only thing that gives me peace is Judge hasn't done it in October. Can they survive August and September without Judge and make the postseason? Yeah. Could they survive August and September and potentially win the division without Judge? Yeah. Judge has struggled in October, so it's not like you're missing. I literally said Cashman had to go off of past history. Has Judge performed in October? No. Do we need reinforcements? Yes. Do we need some guys that hit better against lefties and be able to play matchups and have some bench bats? Yeah. Do we need insurance for Volpe? Yeah. He did that. Do we need guys that don't walk the ballpark coming out of the pen? Yeah. Do we need another potential closer because Luke Weaver hasn't been the same guy and Devin Williams is too much of an adventure? Yeah. Done. In Brooklyn, Joey Clams back on the Fan in New York.
Hey, how you doing, my man? How are you?
I'm good.
How's everything?
Great.
Hey, listen, I like what they did. They filled in a lot of needs that we weren't good at. We're a better team now, especially defensively. And the trade today with the kid from the Rays, that kid's a little pit bull. He's going to push Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
Competition now. Maybe this is what Anthony needs.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a good thing. This is telling them right now, they're getting in his face without getting in his face, telling him, here's what you got to do. And the next thing I want to talk about is the coaching staff. Too many mistakes at the bases where the coaches are. I don't think they're telling them, reminding them how many outs there are. It's too many times. It's too many times it happens.
Yeah, they better wake up.
I don't care what level you're at. You still got to be reminded all the time what's going on. Watch the line drive. Fly ball, go halfway. Ground ball, you're going hard. You know, and there's one out. You got a day. Too many problems we're having on the bags.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Rice was off at third base twice on a fly ball, and he couldn't even tag up.
These guys got to start screaming. Travis Chapman, Luis Rojas, start screaming. I don't know.
The kid we got from the Rays, he's a good clubhouse guy too. He's a guy that's, you know what, we needed somebody like that in with some bite. We have to shake the room.
They have now shaken up that clubhouse. They're shaking the room. There are guys that are hungry and want to play. Thanks for the call, Joey Clams. I like it. No job security. No guarantees that you will play. The best will play. You don't get it done, you're coming out. There's somebody coming off the bench that wants to shine. There's somebody coming off the bench that wants to win. There's somebody coming off the bench that's awake and aware, knows how many outs there are. You need it. It's about all of us, the Yankee universe. It isn't about one or two guys. It isn't about just Aaron Judge. It isn't about just Anthony Volpe. It's about the New York Yankees getting back to the World Series and the New York Yankees, whoever they face, winning it. And I think today is a day where when you look at how they improved this roster, maybe they did not land the exact starting pitcher or relief pitcher that you wanted. Maybe they didn't get a Eugenio Suarez that you wanted. They got better, though. And they got some guys out of here that you're not going to have to ever see again. They got better, though. They improved. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I was screaming about. This is your last opportunity to improve for the rest of the season. The teams that win, they add difference makers. Now, a lot of you seem to think these guys are just marginal guys. Yeah, but a move looks better with another move and 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 another move. That together is an impact. Let's go to Jaden and Montclair on the Fan next.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, I just started watching the Yankees within the last 2 years or so, so I'm still trying to get new to baseball.
Okay.
What I don't really understand is, why don't we trade prospects like Spencer Jones when we have a surplus in the outfield who are hitting really well in AAA to try to get some high-level players? Why are we holding them for only players like Paul Skenes?
Oof, I mean, I'll use the example. And like that report from John Herman about Paul Skenes and only trading him for Spencer Jones. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But Spencer Jones is coming up in the mold of Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, now all the people that say he's injury prone, they're peacocking. See, he's breaking down. All the people that say he's getting old, oh, you don't have Judge in his prime forever. Like, they got to win off this. See, look, he's 33. How long are you going to have Judge? I'm not trading Spencer Jones. I'm bringing up the next 6'7", 280 power hitter and saying, yo, look at him. Learn everything from 99.
And what do you do with the Stanton problem? You got to move Judge to DH at some point if he's getting older and he's breaking down a little bit physically. Like, you can't have Stanton just be the brick that he is, you know?
Not a bad problem to have. We'll cross that. I had a caller ask me that before. We'll cross that road when we get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get here. Not a bad problem to have. Two prolific power hitters at DH. Two of the best. The guys that hit 500-foot. Home runs, not a bad problem to have. I mean, across town, the Mets had to go through Dom Smith, Daniel Vogelback, You know, they couldn't find a DH. They're still kind of struggling with that, trying to figure out who the DH is. Like the Yankees, if you tell me that the Yankees have a problem figuring out who is going to DH between Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton the rest of the season, that's not a bad problem to have. We'll figure it out.
I said, thank you, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jaden. 888-808-1019. There's a fly in here, and I don't know why. We're on the 10th floor. It was hot in here. Nobody was in here all day because everybody was at training camp. Well, BT and Sal were in here. Cody Rhodes was in here. Yeah, there's a fly in here. I have a wiffle ball bat. I'm on my live, and you guys are going to watch on live if I actually am able to swing and get that fly. But it's not like one of them big like flies. It's like a gnat. And like whenever I see gnats in places like this, it gives me the heebie-jeebies because I'm like, is there food somewhere like decaying and like bugs? I had a roommate when I lived in the football house at Monmouth University. He who shall not be named. But this kid was so foul, defensive tackle. He definitely was concussed a few times, but he was so foul, like he would eat in his room and just leave the McDonald's bags, Chinese food bags. And then he would go home during like Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, and just lock his door so like nobody went in there and, I don't know, stole his PlayStation or whatever miscellaneous things he had. And then one day I'm like, yo, where the hell are these bugs coming from in the winter? And when we finally, you know, broke in his room, we discovered there were like maggots and I can't. Like, that's why I'm like, what? Where is this bug coming from? And I know for the most part it's clean in here and people don't really eat in here. Craig used to eat in here every day. I used to come in here after Carden and Roberts and be like, Craig, there'd be popcorn on the ground, pepperonis, donuts. I'm like, well, Craig would literally have people drop food off here every day and eat in the studio. You guys would hear it. You'd hear Craig burping and eating on the mic. Hey, Uncle Craig, if you're listening, hope you're doing well.
I miss the pizza days.
Prince Street all pizza. Do, especially us nighttime guys.
Yeah, because there was still some left over by the time we got
If they would order pizza and there'd be enough left over at 7 o'clock, throwing that in the microwave, don't got to order dinner. I haven't ate today. I ate today at like 2:30. I'm going to go home and eat at like 12:30, and that's bad. I'm trying to be in shape, you know? You shouldn't eat and then go to bed. Nick, you're ripped, though.
I'm working on it.
You got the summer bod activated.
It's always activated.
That was a
Did
swing.
You get it?
That I was close. That was a swing right there. I was close. But
that'd be good for digital though. If you get it,
if I do get it, I will. I'm not afraid of bugs. If I do get it, I'm gonna hit it and I'm gonna pick the bug up and I'm gonna show it on the camera. But I'm also like, I don't want to hit the mic. I don't want to hit my MacBook. It's a risk I'm gonna have to take for the content.
You need the torpedo bat for this one.
This wiffle bat, this like skinny wiffle bat is not going to do it. But it's the closest thing I have to a fly swatter, so it's got to work. I got time. I'm on till 12. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Jack in Secaucus, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. It's been a while, but it's been fun chatting in your YouTube live stream.
Yeah, you're the man, bro. I appreciate it. I mean, I know everybody can't call, but that's a good thing about the live stream and the community we've built. It's like, you know, the chat, we got 2,300 plus in the chat. The chat be going crazy every night.
Super fun. Shouts out to your channel. Yeah, my call, wanted to talk about two veteran Yankees and then two younger Yankees. So first off, on the two veterans, they're going to be these guys that need to take over while Aaron Judge is out. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's not a season-ending injury. I'm optimistic that he'll come back in some capacity. But I think Cody Bellinger, for one, has really carried the load and, like, warmed up to being a Yankee in, like, the best transition I've seen in a while. So really happy that he's in the lineup, and I think that he should get a little bit more slack as kind of, like, the backbone of the lineup. And then the second bet I want to talk about is Giancarlo Stanton. Like, I think that Yankee fans just kind of have to come to terms or understand what kind of player he is and respect that he puts results on the field. Even if he's not getting a hit in a game, he's having great at-bats and he wears pitchers down and he's just a great competitor. So I think that people really need to give Giancarlo some respect in that
it's
regard.
Tough. He's a frustrating player. That strikeout that he had last night, it was like, bro, what are you doing? And then I was at the game Sunday where he should have definitely been on second base, but he can't push it because he can't have a calf hamstring injury. But it's like, you just deal with that because you know when the lights are brightest, when the moment is there, if that pitch is in the zone, he's going to hit it a mile. He homered today, and he's been getting hot, and it takes G a while, but like he's in it where, yes, he is there. And you know, I remember saying he should be immune to, you know, criticism after the performance that he put on last year. But, hey, you can't please everybody. There are too many Yankee fans. That's why I always say there's no voice of the Yankee fan. There's no one number one Yankee fan. There's too many different Yankee fans. Some think they're the smartest baseball people in the world. Some are the actual dumbest in the world. But, like, as far as our opinions on Stanton, it's gonna vary. But when he hits those home runs in October, everybody's going to love him. I can't wait to see Cody Bellinger hit home runs, doubles, singles, make plays in October. He is the MVP right now. With Judge down, that's another guy that's won an MVP. I think he just turned 30. You know, he is, I look at Cody Bellinger and he is cool, calm, and collected. He's clutch. He's the best player on the team right now with Judge down.
Absolutely. He's playing so well that his outfield play overpowers the idea of putting him at first base, and potentially maybe that could be a soft landing spot for Judge, but I don't want to go there just yet. I still think he's a gold glove caliber outfielder. But on to the other two younger Yankees, I really want to see Austin Wells figure it out. Like, I can't believe that he's having a mental mistake. I really think that the catcher is probably one of the most locked in players on the team. And then Anthony Volpe, obviously, like, that's just, you know, something that everyone's been talking about, but I think it's a completely mental problem with throws to first base, and it, you know, obviously he could still hit. So I just think they both need to kind of get their heads clear and just realize that they're third year guys and they should just trust their own abilities and not like think of themselves as like rookies anymore.
Homegrown, drafted, rookies. Developed guys that made it to the World Series, had an impact on the road to the World Series last year, and we're depending on them now.
Yeah, and like look at our rookies, like Cam Schlittler. Like, I know it's a different position, but.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is just as cool, calm, and collected as a rookie can get, and he's a pitcher. So I just think I really like his moxie on the mound, and I think we have young talent for sure that we held on to at the end of the trade deadline, and I am pretty happy with what we did, but I think time will tell how well we did tonight or today. So thank you, Keith. Always a great time to call in, and I'll hop back in the live.
Thanks for the call, Jack. You're the man, bro. Austin Wells, he did own up to it last night, and he said, yeah, I think I was just being an idiot. You know, they asked him if you know, if they deked him or whatever. He did say, and if you saw the aerial shot, and shout out to Yes Network, they covered it great. You know, a couple guys did start heading towards their dugout, and I don't know. He just turned the car off. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. That can't happen again. You know, when it happened to Dominguez in Fenway, He didn't know how many outs there were. He was accountable, stood at his locker, stood in front of the media, owned up to it, and it hasn't happened with him again. You only get one of those, man. It just sucks because the Yankees have done it multiple times this year, and it goes back to the manager, but the manager can't be in their heads, can't be out there for them. Got to figure it out. And Volpe enough. Volpe is on pace, you know, to have, I think, the most errors ever for a Yankee shortstop. I saw earlier today StatMuse put out most errors in a season by a Yankee shortstop since 1994. Derek Jeter had 24 in 2000. And Volpe's on pace to finish the season with 24 errors. That's not one of the records you're trying to chase, my boy. As many people, and I hate when y'all say this, oh, the Yankees told us he'd be the next Derek Jeter. Yeah, he's the next Derek Jeter in 2000 with 24 errors. They never told you he was going to be the next Derek Jeter. You came up with that because they showed you a picture of him meeting Derek Jeter as a kid. You came up with that because he got the starting job, wanted out of camp, whatever. Speaking of that 2000 World Series, Old Timers Day coming up. When the Astros come here, Old Timers Day will happen on August 9th. And you know what? The Astros ruined Derek Jeter's day when number two went into Monument Park. I think, I don't know if I can remember correctly, like the Astros have rained on so many parades. Maybe that's why Jeter wasn't pulling up. Jeter's like, hey, I'm not coming to Old Timers Day for you guys to chant F Altuve. I'm going to sit this one out. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Keith. I think previous caller made a great point. You take the good with the bad when it comes to Giancarlo. He's got an 850 OPS this year. What more could you really ask for? I know it's a small sample size. In regards to this year, I think it's obvious the team has holes. I think Cashman made a calculated decision, you know, to be somewhere between aggressive and also not, you know, emptying the farm. All three guys, you'll notice, Bednar, Bird, and Duvall. They're all at least through 2026, 27, yep, and 28. So, you know, you get Gerrit Cole back next year, you're looking at a three-headed monster in terms of the rotation, hopefully heals healthy, et cetera. And I think that was obviously a calculated decision. Who knows what's going on with Judge? I don't know if you have any information I may not be aware of, but I anticipate Judge to come back in some capacity, whether it's DH. I know he you know, advocated to be not on the IL whatsoever, but I think the Yankees have a chance. Obviously, the AL is very open this year, but I think it was a pretty prudent deadline of making sure you're not mortgaging the future, but, you know, also still making sure you're in the hunt for this year. And, you know, I'm happy with what they did.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, a couple things on that. I'm happy with what they did. I'm happy that they have guys under control because it's a part of, like, extending this window, right? It isn't just this year. Some of you wanted to sell and say, oh, we just got to go after it next year. No. How about you try to punch your ticket to get in the dance and see what happens and hope that Judge comes back? Now, I am preparing for the worst. I think because they tried to hide it, they tried to, you know, I just think that it might be worse than we realize. Judge has been working out, like out there running, catching fly balls with Stanton, underhanding the ball. I think he stood in today for Mark Leiter Jr.'s live BP, but he didn't swing the bat. I don't know. I'm worried. I'm worried that Judge is cooked. Like, and I, like I said, I hate that the narrative about him being injury prone, ding, that comes back up, and those people, see, he can't stay healthy. Like John Smoltz can't wait to cover the next Yankees game and be like, well, I told you, Aaron Judge. And then also the people, oh, he's breaking down. How many more years of Judge do you have before he's a first baseman or DH? Like, look at him. He's a big body. He's breaking down. They got that off too. And then you know what? Joel Sherman got off today, which I have in my notes, and I'm like, damn, I hate it. I hate that he's right. Joel Sherman had a quote today where he said, about the Yankees, if they traded every member of their farm system except for Aaron Judge over the last 15 years, it would have been okay. Think about that as we go to break. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We'll continue on the trade deadline, Yankees talk, Cashman, the additions, all that. And then when we get until 11 o'clock, we'll mix it up with some other sports talk. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Fan. I'm here. Time is flying by. I mean, they say time flies when you're having fun. Hopefully you're having as much fun as I am. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. I am now watching the Texas Rangers versus the Seattle Mariners. If you heard Scott Braun say he feels like the Mariners won the trade deadline out of the American League. The Yankees swept them. Oh, Kumar Rocker on the mound. Yeah, got eyes on this, but yo, that game between the Reds and the Braves was wild. And there was an inning, eighth inning, where they each put up eight runs. Shout out to Ross in Bergen County. I'm looking at the box score now, and this bug is back in my eyesight as well. I feel like I got to be quiet. If I'm quiet, I can get the bug. But I'm talking, so like I can't get the bug. The bug is going to go away because I'm being loud. Kind of have to talk, though.
Yeah, it's not great for the radio show when you don't talk.
Anyway, the Braves win 12-11 in 10 innings. And there was a 16-run inning in the eighth inning. Kind of crazy. When you look at this box score, let's see who went off. Ellie De La Cruz, three hits, three ribbies. Steer had a homer. He had three ribbies. Albies had four hits, two ribbies. Everybody got some, man. All through. Go look at that box score when you get a chance. The Braves versus the Reds. And you know what's kind of crazy? That game was played at Great American Ballpark, but these teams are about to play in the first ever Speedway Classic in Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. On Saturday, that's the kind of game you wanted there on Saturday. 16-run inning, 23 runs scored. But yeah, they will have Tim McGraw and Mr. 305, Pitbull, performing pregame. NASCAR, Tennessee, Bristol, Tennessee. The Cincinnati Reds will take on the Atlanta Braves. Should be a spectacle. I've never seen a NASCAR race. I've wanted to go to these like Field of Dreams, even the Rickwood Field game they had. I've wanted to go to these MLB, even the Little League Classic. I've wanted to go to these MLB. What game? The only one I've gone to is the London Series, which was cool. Yankees, Red Sox, London series. But I've always said, like, oh, man, it'd be cool to go to this. It'd be cool to go to that. And I never go. Anyway, as we're getting closer to 11, I'm going to start mixing some other stuff in. But let's get back to the phones. Bruce in Flushing, back on the Fan. What you thinking, Bruce?
Hey, Keith, a couple of things about the deadline. But before I get to that, props to De Los Santos. He pitched last night, was throwing at 97, and getting people out, came back today and pitched three innings. They sent him down after the game, including Ian Hamilton, which I won't miss too much. But
he definitely deserves a shout out for the, you know,
yeah,
the three innings.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, quietly, he's developed into a nice little relief pitcher.
I know. I was looking at him for a little bit today. I'm like, yo, he's got some stuff. I guess while he was hurt, he, you know, and came back, worked on some stuff. I'm like, there's no room for him now, but whatever.
Yeah. All right, let me get to the deadline. I think part of the problem with Yankee fans is that they're used to going after the big guy. You know, we were raised. We went after A-Rod. We'd go after Boggs, we go after Damon, whoever was available, we went after. Even we went after Cliff Lee. We almost got him. We missed him at the 2-yard line. If you remember, I don't know if you remember this or not.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Heyman said you're at the 2-line negotiating.
Evidently, yeah, we were also we were there for Matt Olson too, right? We were at the 5-yard line for Matt Olson.
But the Yankee fans are brought up going after the big guys. So when Duran went to another team, when Miller went to another team, part of the Yankees' DNA was frustrated because we're not used to that. And I think part of the problem is I think Brian Cashman, whether he doesn't believe in this team 100%, whether he's worried about Judge's injury, didn't want to go put all the chips in the table. So he said, I'll go. I'll improve this team, but I'm not risking everything.
I just think more so he believes in not losing trades and, like, definitely some prospect hugging and thinking about the future. I don't know. Like, when was the last time? Now you're making me think over these last few years. Let's just, in this Judge era, like, when was the last trade deadline that they landed the top starting pitcher, right? Remember 2022, we thought they were going to get Luis Castillo. They ended up with Frankie Montas.
Well, he went after Justice.
Yeah, but that's so far back. Like, and, like, not to say, like, when, you know, when George was living, that's different. Like I'm talking about in this last, let's say, decade even extended, not just the last, like, 7-8 years. When have these Yankees, these modern day, when have these Aaron Boone Yankees at the deadline gone out and got the top third baseman? Or, like, I guess we can't even say that, though, because now I'm thinking about it, like, Joey Gallo was the top left fielder. Andrew Benintendi was the top left fielder. Like, they have done it. They have done it.
But they weren't that good. That was a problem.
Exactly. And so that's what I think. Brian Cashman is starting to look at some of these guys like, hey, going out and getting the obvious, going out and getting Sonny Gray, who was the obvious guy, but then
it couldn't handle New York.
Yeah, maybe there's something behind the scenes, some more analytics, some data, some detail that is making Cashman be like,
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Giving up everything to go get these guys that they say are the surefire guys is not the way. This was an impressive trade deadline from Cashman for all the moves that were made. He didn't do this last year. He didn't do this in 2022. He didn't. Like, we got to the World Series last year, and the two impact moves were Jazz Chisholm and Mark Leiter Jr. And when you look at that team that was relying on Anthony Rizzo, who is now doing TBS baseball broadcast this year, and Alex Verdugo, who's out of the league, you know, like, this is a better team.
And I follow the minor leagues very closely. Except for Flores, they didn't really give up the top prospects. Riggio is a nice prospect. I mean, I know he has 18 home runs.
He just started to rise up the ranks, right, because he was tearing up Somerset. Yeah.
Right. And he's blocked by Jazz anyway.
Yeah.
The prices were astronomical. So now what Cashman can do, if the Yankees don't make it to the World Series, and if they fall short, so all these guys who they save, they can go after the pitcher from Minnesota if they want to, because the prices won't be as crazy, and they still have all the top prospects. And I'm glad they didn't give up Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones is going to be a very good player. Mark my words.
Yeah, I feel that too. And I feel like it's, we're going to have the last laugh because as Judge is aging out and maybe does have to play first base or be a DH, and as people are talking about Stanton, and Stanton's money is going to be cut in half because the Marlins are going to start picking up that contract next year. Like, we're going to have the last laugh when you're pulling up to Yankee Stadium and Spencer Jones is here in a year or two and he's hitting home runs and he's learning from Judge, and then it just continues. It just continues.
And Dominguez is in the outfield along with Jones.
Right.
I mean, the Yankees are going to, you know, and also, let's also give some props to Dominguez. When he first started this year, he was a horrible outfielder. Does he still make some mistakes? Yeah. But I think he's turned himself into a decent left fielder. And that's not really his true position. His true position is center field. And people seem to forget that.
Right.
He sort of catched the other night. And for most part, he's getting it to the balls and taking the correct routes.
It's taken 4 or 5 months. Give him another month. Maybe we won't see any errors out there. I'm fine with it. For what he brings with his speed on the base paths, his eye, switch hitting, I'm okay with him. He's a young guy. It's his first year. He's a whole rookie, and nobody gives him that grace.
It's called developing your talent.
Right.
And that's what they're doing with Dominguez, and that's what they're doing with Rice. Right. And another thing, I can't stand when I listen to people and they say, well, really, Rice is not really a catcher. Excuse me?
He is.
He is.
He's not really a first baseman.
Well, that can also be taught a little bit. But he definitely, I mean, I saw Matt Noakes catch for the Yankees. That was a horrible catcher. You know, when he was with the pitcher today, he seems to have a nice communication with him.
Stroman.
Yeah. And also, I've seen it with other pitchers. He's a good catcher. He might be a catcher in the future. We don't know. But
is now because the scar is gone.
Right. And you can't ignore his bat. His bat is lethal, especially in Yankee Stadium.
Well said, Bruce. Bruce is on it. You know that. Listening to Bruce. 888-808-1019. Yeah, man, we're going to start talking about Mikal Bridges at some point, Ben Simmons at some point here. I mean, I'll already lean into it. We're running out of time. I'm sure you guys heard about the Mikal Bridges extension. I think I might have said this already, or maybe I said this during the break on the chat. This last run with the Knicks, Mikal Bridges earned that extension of games 1 and 2. How did those games end? Now, with this future with the Knicks, what they're expecting is Mike Brown and, you know, Mikal Bridges to work out better than year one worked out with Tom Thibodeau. And what I will always cite is at some point during the regular season, Mikal Bridges telling the media, yeah, I talked to Tibbs about playing guys on the bench. Like, they deserve to play. We got some good guys on the bench, like Landry Shamet, DeLon, right? Like, Mikal Bridges went out there and told that to the media, and then when the media talked to Tibbs, he kind of tried to play it off, like, no, we didn't talk about anything. Right there was the disconnect. Right there was like, hey, wait, your stories aren't matching up. You guys got to get your stories straight before you talk to the press. And on those exit meetings where we hear about, oh, you know, what was said about Tom Thibodeau on his way out, that's what led to his firing. It wasn't Jalen Brunson talking. It wasn't Josh Hart. Those guys have become the best versions of themselves in the big city under Tibbs. It was Mikal Bridges. And Karl Anthony Towns, a second time, got him fired as well. But hey, there it is, Mikal Bridges. Congratulations. Big money. Mikal Bridges signs his extension. And next thing, we're waiting. I'm checking right now. We are waiting on Ben Simmons' news to break because yeah, Ben Simmons is rumored to be waiting on some teams. The New York Knicks continue to show strong interest in Ben Simmons. And, I got an interesting take on Ben Simmons, too, when I come back from this break. We got to break it down. 888-808-1019. We'll be back right after this. Hey, Eugenio Suarez making an impact already with a double. Tags up. He's on third, watching the Mariners playing here. Trade deadline is done. I feel good about what the Yankees did. I feel like the Mets did a lot as well and improved the team. I think we're set for this, not second half. And maybe they'll move the trade deadline to later in the season, but whatever, it's fine where we are. You know, I'm sprinkling in some things. I just talked about the Bristol Motor Speedway and the game that will be played Saturday between the Braves and the Reds after they just had a ridiculous game that ended in 10 innings, 12 to 11, where 16 runs were scored in the eighth. Before we went to break, I started to try to pique the interest of the New York Knicks fans. It's about to be August. Before you know it, it's September, then October, and then you crazy Knicks fans, you're going to be in the Mike Brown era. You might be in Ben Simmons' second act as a New York basketball player. If you heard me talk about Ben Simmons, I never wanted him on the Brooklyn Nets. I felt like he was just a street clothes fashion model. Could never stay healthy. This guy would be out with an eyelash in his eye. But I don't think he'll be like that with the Knicks. He could get that off in Brooklyn with the secondary team. He could get that off in Brooklyn where they're always in flux and they didn't know what they were going to be. He came in when they had KD and Kyrie. Then he ended up being there and they weren't there. You know what I'm saying? He could get that off there. The Nets fans could really not do too much to get after him. If Ben Simmons signs with the Knicks fans will hold him accountable. If he's a bum, he'll hear it. And he ain't going to be a bum. He already did all his shopping. He already had his time in Brooklyn for the last few years. Then he went out to L.A. and played with the Clippers. I think he'd be a good bench player. As the Knicks don't have that much room to operate here, Ben Simmons could be a steal of a deal. Ben Simmons can handle the rock. He can't shoot, we know. He can pass. He can rebound. And if he wants to, he could defend. I don't know. There might be something there with Ben Simmons for y'all to think about. There might be something there for Ben. And you're not going to get the version of Ben Simmons that you saw in Brooklyn. He's a veteran, and I just know the Garden is not Barclays Center. He will not be able to get that off. He will be hearing it if he's showing up in his ridiculous costumes and sitting on the bench. These Knicks fans will wear his ass out. If he is a Knick, if he decides to join the Knicks, he's gonna bring it. He's gonna bring whatever he has, and you only need it for a couple minutes. You won't be relying on him. He'll want to be a part of this Knicks team that's supposed to be winning a championship. Oh, yes. It's championship or bust for the New York Knicks now. 888-808-1019. Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges. His former teammate out there in Brooklyn. Another guy that, like, he couldn't stand being in Brooklyn. Couldn't wait to get out. Couldn't wait to get out. Shams reported earlier, New York Knicks forward Mikal Bridges has agreed to a four-year, $150 million contract extension. During the regular season, I took calls. I listened to the station. Y'all didn't want to give him that extension. This guy earned that money with two playoff games helping defeat the Boston Celtics. And I think Mike Brown will be able to unlock something with him. I think Mike Brown offensively will be able to get more out of him, which you need. I've seen him in Brooklyn be a 30-point scorer consistently. Use that mid-range. Can Mike Brown get him to go into the paint, go into the lane, draw some fouls? Who knows? He's paid now. He's paid now. To hell with that Iron Man streak, bro. You got it. You got it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We know you want to stay healthy. You want to avoid contact and not get hurt. But you got to do what's necessary to win. So there's my Knicks talk. There's my Knicks takes. 888-808-1019. If any Knicks fans don't feel good about Mikal Bridges, like for what you gave up for Mikal Bridges, you had no choice but to pay him. And for what you gave up for Mikal Bridges, if he cried about the coach, hey, he didn't play the bench. You had to fire the coach. You make your bed, you're going to lie in it. And you got to hope that Mike Brown is the right guy to lead them. And I just think anybody could coach this team. And Mike Brown's got plenty of experience. I don't think Mike Brown is going to screw this up. They just need the basketball gods to be in their favor, which never really seems like they are with the Knicks. Anyway, back to the Yankees. As I say, you know, the Yankees, it's always championship or bust. Well, the Knicks are joining that company. And it's funny because a lot of these Yankee Knicks fans, they're the same. Like, they root for the Yankees baseball-wise. They root for the Knicks basketball-wise. But they treat both franchises completely different. Charlie is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Charlie?
Hello, Keith. How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
Long time no speak. In fact, the last time we talked was the Pistons-Knicks before the series even started.
Okay. What did we talk about going into that series? I was pretty confident. I called that.
You were more confident than me. I was just like, I'm hoping and praying they didn't have a first round.
I knew there was no chance. I think I called Knicks in six, and the way it played out, I'm like, I think the Pistons only won in the Garden, right? I don't know. I knew the Pistons weren't getting with them.
I'm sorry. With the Yankees, I like what they did. Just the key thing to anything that happens when you add is chemistry. If they fit and they work chemistry-wise, I think it'll be a great thing for the Yankees.
Oh, that's a great take. That is Aaron Judge's responsibility, whether he comes back and can hit, whether he comes back and he can throw. His responsibility as captain, as the leader, as the highest-paid player, as the biggest body in the room, is to make sure that clubhouse comes together and that they're all pulling the same rope. And there's got to be healthy competition for positions and playing time, but Judge as the captain has to make sure that they gel together. And then, you know, that's such a big thing to winning it all.
I know some people don't know because they're too young, but it's coming up on the 46th anniversary of Munson Day.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Do we have a game? I'm looking right now. We don't, because it's coming up Saturday. We're about to hit the road. You're talking about Thurman Munson's passing.
Yes.
Shout out to the Thurman Munson Group. Good folks. I hosted the Thurman Munson Gala. Shout out to my guy Kenny and all of those people that put that event together. Yeah, wow. I mean, obviously, I'm way too young, but I can't imagine. I've heard the stories. Diana Munson is amazing. Like, listen to her talk, being around her, she's incredible. She'll be here for Old Timers Day a week after. So, yeah, RIP Thurman Munson, so many people's favorite. And I can't imagine being alive and being a Yankee fan during that time when he lost his life.
I have two quick points. One on McHale, and I'll get back to Munson real quick. On McHale, basically now you don't have the excuse that the coach isn't doing what you want and all that. Now it's on you, bro. You got the contract. You got your little setup. I think he's a very good player. You just got to start realizing now it's on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't have a zero-point game. He can't have the single-digit point games. Like, you're paid now to be an impact player, and you got to score the basketball and defend how you defend, and that's a perfect way to put it. That you can't blame the coach now. We got the coach out of here. We gave you your contract. Perform. And the same way I said that the Knicks fans will hold Ben Simmons accountable, they'll hold him accountable as well, too. He'll hear it.
And one last thing with Munson. When he passed, I was 15. It was my 15th birthday. My birthday is on August 1st.
Oh,
so
wow.
My mother was planning a birthday on Friday of that week. When I heard Munson died, my mother was like, well, do you want we're having a birthday. I was like, I don't want one.
Wow.
She got so miffed because it was a surprise birthday. I go, I understand, but my favorite player is no longer here. I can't
It didn't feel like celebrating at 15.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to leave you on. I know it's a sad note. I just hope little Action Jackson and you and the fans are doing well. And hope the best and continue the best for you.
Yeah, Charlie, we're good, man. I brought him out to the bleachers on Sunday. He's big enough now, and he's getting really confident in the stadium walking around. So,
if you want to look for a ladder, I left one over there. Hello?
Yeah, so, you know, when... let me know the next time you're going to the game. Like I said, I'm going to start bringing my son out to 203 more. His first time was last Sunday against the Phillies.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's big enough now.
Okay. Just keep an eye on him with the popcorn. I heard he's a popcorn in the ground kid.
Yes. All right, good night. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Yeah, my son doesn't realize that, like, there's popcorn all around Yankee Stadium on the ground. and you don't reach down and eat that popcorn. He's too young to eat popcorn anyway, but like, you know, the Delta, they have the popcorn, Ford Club, they have the popcorn. He sees the popcorn and just grabs it and stuffs it in his mouth, and he's so fast, it's ridiculous. His hand-to-mouth speed is the fastest I've ever seen. All right, this show is going as fast as ever. Here comes the update with Gordon Damer and my last hour tonight.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.